What's up, WFMU family? This is the Downtown Soulville show, but it's not Mr. Fine Wine, it's Dwayne today. Dwayne, the former host of the Dwayne Train, is going to be filling in till 9 o'clock. I just wanted to say hello and tell you how happy I am to be here. You're not going to hear my voice for a while because I only have an hour to drop the gems on you. So just want to say, so happy to be here. Let's go.
Thank you. Hold on. One more time. Keep it funky.
This is not a test. This is the Dwayne. Well, yeah. The Dwayne. This is Dwayne, former host of the weekly program on WFMU, the Dwayne Train, filling in for Mr. Fine Wine for the Downtown Soulville episode this week. And always a pleasure to fill in for such a legendary program. I was that whole set was kind of right. Yeah, I played it kind of in tribute to the first time that I actually met Mr. Matt Finewine back almost around the time that he started doing this radio show, which I think is what I think this year is supposed to be his 20th year anniversary of doing it. Maybe like a little bit before, but we used to go to all, you know, meet at like the kind of like downtown dive bars and that whole sort of 45 soul scene, which a lot of members of past and present WFMU radio DJs, that's how I formed relationships with most of them, was like going out to those parties and dancing to each other's music. And a lot of those records that I played before that were some of those records that were played at those events some time ago. And I hope you enjoy them. I hope you enjoyed your holiday. It's been a while since we've chatted. Happy 2023 to all of you. Hope you know, the first 30 days or so. I'm getting ahead of myself. The first 20 days were okay. We were actually in Mexico for like 7 weeks. We came back on the 2nd or 3rd of January, but we actually left. We got out of here like around Thanksgiving. My wife's family is Mexican, so we went down there to see all the extended family. Bought baby Boogie, although he is, you know, not a baby anymore. He's a little boy. Boogie is who he is. And you know what? He doesn't even want to be called Boogie anymore. He wants to be called by his given name, Alton, which is a pretty cool name, if I say so myself. But, you know, it's that thing. You know, you realize he's making his own choices and, you know, who cares? But had a great time in Mexico. We heard a few selections. That was the Supremes' Ballad of Davy Crockett from the unreleased Supremes Sing the Disney Songbook album that was recorded around the same time that they were doing Love Child and all that. It did come out in 1987. Not a huge fan of that song, but I am a huge fan of the fact that that was Mary Wilson actually getting a rare lead vocal on a track, and she sounds incredible on that. We played a little Pointer Sisters' Send Him Back. Their, if you can believe this, debut recording from 1972. Rest in peace to Miss Anita Pointer, who passed away on the eve of 2023, December 31st. And big hugs and shouts to Ruth Pointer, who is the sole living Pointer sister who sang, although there's many members of the Pointer family who are still with us, thank God. But, you know, just wanted to give space for that. We heard Patty Austin, early recording from her. I always play the Day by Day single on the A side, but the B side, Didn't Say a Word, on Columbia from 1972, was just as fantastic as you heard. We heard some music from Tommy Dodson, One Day Love, incredible Northern Soul track from 1965. Big shouts out to Mr. Al Kent, who I hung out with in Mexico City. We actually played a gig together. It was fantastic. Me and Zernelle, Ewan, Kelly, Al Kent, throwing down. Even my cousin Ainsley, the TV chef from the UK, came down to party with us. It was insane. Speaking of which, we played Ruby Andrews' Just Loving You from 1968. Incredible Northern Soul track that, speaking of Al Kent, he actually did a reworking of that track. His birthday gift to me, because I turned the big 50 October 28th. And we were kind of having a party down there. And he came out and he gifted me this exclusive one-of-one rework of that track, Just Loving You. 12 minutes of disco bliss. comes out. He said he's going to release it on the world in March, but I'm the only one who has it right now. And then we started it all off with Ray Bryant, Up Above the Rock, classic sort of breakbeat, jazz, soul, funk, stepper, sampled to great effect by Kool G Rap and DJ Polo, but sounds incredible on its own. We got 22 minutes ago. I just wanted to, you know, take a break to say hello to all of you. Thank you so much for saying so many kind things on the Accu playlist, which I miss. I miss all your chats and all your, you know, hearing how all y'all are doing. Thank you for all the shouts out on Twitter and IG. And I really got to do this more often, is what you're telling me. And I promise I promise I'll get to it. You know, more of this down the line. But we got 20 more minutes together to drop some hard soul funk beautiful music for you. So I'm not going to chat anymore. So keep it here.
I wish that I could talk to you, babe, so that I can let you know. Sunday evening, I'm soft and low.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This was Dwayne, formerly the host of the Dwayne Train, on WFMU, filling in for Mr. Finewine in downtown Soulville. I will see you when I see you. Have a wonderful weekend. It's been a blast getting to catch up with all of you. Stay tuned for Nate Decay.
There's another way to make change, and I will not give up. I have come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Who would say?